This is Austin Pace with BYU Idaho Radio, and I'm here with Kel Jones, the general manager here at Banzai Ramen. Thanks for letting me in.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to have anyone like this, so we're excited to run up the or start the store.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I studied here at BYU Idaho. I graduated this last winter semester in business management and marketing, and I kind of had in my mind a decision to make to either go down this route with some of my partners that I'm currently working with, or I could kind of work the traditional marketing or business route in a marketing firm, or maybe do some kind of sales job or something like that. And I decided that this matched more what I was wanting to end up doing. So wanted to open up and run and be a part owner in a restaurant.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about the process of opening Banzai Ramen up, and tell me a little bit about what sparked that idea.
Yeah, so about 3 years ago, my partner, Darren, came to me with a business proposition. He had everything that he needed to start something like this, other than partners, basically. And he mentioned to me, because he knew that I was interested in food, he knew that I was interested in the Japanese culture just from things that we had done in the past. And then he also knew that I worked really hard because I had worked summer sales with him. So he knew that I was someone he could count on. And then he later figured out that I was also studying business management marketing, which lines up perfectly, right? Because of all of that, when he came to me talking about the business proposition that we would maybe do like a ramen shop, or that we would actually, we were thinking about doing some kind of more video game focused thing that we also sold ramen, but that developed into more a restaurant. And then we also allow people to come and play Switch or whatever. So we kind of morphed the idea a little bit more towards a restaurant as we went. Anyways, his idea was something similar to what we have today. And it got me really excited, just the fact that I could be a part owner and a manager of a business without really putting much in as far as money goes. I mean, I'm just like everyone else. I'm a poor college student. So to have the opportunity to jump into entrepreneurship without throwing in a bunch of funds that I didn't have was an exciting opportunity for me.
So it's going to be kind of a weird question, but you talked a little bit about doing summer sales and how that made you a hard worker. So how have you been able to use the skills that you've developed doing summer sales opening this restaurant up?
Yeah, I don't know if summer sales itself developed like my ability to work really hard. I think I probably had that before summer sales. But what I meant was summer sales was when he got to see that I was a hard worker. I was a decent salesman, but I wasn't anything spectacular. And he saw that every day I went out and I just grinded and just tried as hard as I could, right? Even if I had bad days, I would just get up and go the next day even harder, you know? So in that sense, he could tell that I was a hard worker and I wasn't someone to give up. And I think that's what he mainly saw and what I was referencing. I just grew up working different jobs, and in my family, we all worked. Even as soon as we turned 15, we started working a job, even if we were busy with sports or whatever else. So it's just in my family how we do things.
So did you grow up around this area, or where did you grow up?
I actually grew up mostly in Tennessee. My family, my mom was born in Idaho, and my dad's actually Canadian. But we moved a lot because of my dad's schooling and different things, and ended up living the most in Tennessee. So I lived out east.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about the store. You talked a little bit about allowing people to come in, play Switch and stuff like that. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So this place, we were really excited to find this place because it used to be the Kebab Hut, and the previous owner retired. Because of that, he offered to allow us to use this place. We pay rent. We don't own the building. But the rent was a lot cheaper than we thought it maybe should be, or it was a very reasonable price, to say in a better way. So it got us really excited about it, and it's actually one of the reasons why we went ahead and jumped on the idea of doing this for sure. But we changed a lot of things inside of the restaurant, put in new drywall in the ceiling, tore out some of the old tiles and stuff, painted the walls, added some decorations and stuff, and put in some TVs, and we have a Switch here with a bunch of controllers, things like that. So we're just trying to make this a fun place to be, and we'll make some adjustments as we go, as we see kind of how the business runs. If we see that people like to stay here and hang out a lot, then we'll adjust it in that direction. If we see that people kind of just grab their food and go, then we might adjust more in that direction. But yeah, we're trying to make this a welcoming, fun, authentic Japanese vibes place. So
awesome. Tell me a little bit about your menu. What do you guys got here, and what has been your most popular items since you've opened?
Okay. Yeah. So clearly ramen is the most popular thing that we can sell. It's in the name. Everyone, when they come, they're excited about it. We have a couple different types of ramen. We have a miso ramen, which is really popular. We have a spicy miso ramen. We have a soy ramen, a garlic ramen, and a shio ramen. And each of those are just the different tares or flavorings that you can get. And then you choose the pork or chicken broth as the base. And then you can choose udon or ramen noodles, basically. And then each one of them, they get different ingredients. They'll get things like chashu. Chashu is the seared pork that's in a wheel shape. We prepare that fresh for each of the ramens. And then there's a bunch of other ingredients that you could get with each one. And then we have a build your own option as well. So for right now, that's what we have. We'll likely be coming out possibly every month with something new. Kind of just want to change things up. We could have a kimchi ramen, some kind of Korean ramen or something like that every month.
Awesome. So what kind of got you into the Japanese culture, and what made you want, you and your business partners want to do Japanese food? Because it is a very, I guess, hot topic item right now. Ramen is like, it's the big deal. So what kind of got you guys into that as well?
Yeah, so Darren, my partner that came to me 3 years ago, he grew up in California, in a place that had a lot of food like this, and he missed it, and he knew that it would probably do good here since we don't have a lot of authentic Japanese cuisine here. So because of that, it was one of his main ideas, and I was starting to, I mean, I like video games. I like a lot of the cultural things that come from just Japan. And I was starting to kind of get into anime and different things like that that made me excited about it. And I like food of all types. So because of that, I was also interested in the idea. And then our other partner, Asa Hatch, he's the one that served his mission in Japan. And his heritage is Japanese. He was adopted from Japan as well. So he's the one that has provided a lot of the recipes and a lot of the authenticity that we have at the restaurant. And we've learned a lot from him for sure, going into this restaurant. But that's kind of where the idea came from, how we're able to execute it and do it so well.
So what's your favorite thing on the menu? What have you enjoyed the most?
Oh, my favorite thing. If I had to pick a bowl, like a ramen that I was going to get, it would probably be the spicy miso. I like miso a lot. I served a mission in Mexico, so I like spicy food. And I like the spicy food that Japanese cuisine brings. It's a little bit different. So that's kind of where I would go. And I even still add other stuff that we have here in the restaurant, like sriracha or whatever, into my bowl personally, just because I like that extra spice. So probably that. As far as sides, the chicken karage is really, really good. It's just, they're like fried chicken bites, and I don't think I would believe myself if I said this before I had tried them, but I like them more than like Chick-fil-A or anything like that. Just the way that we prepare it and then bread it and how we fry it, it just makes a really, really tasty fried chicken bite.
So you guys had your grand opening, was it last week?
Last week on Wednesday. Yep.
How did that go for you guys? What, tell me a little bit about that day.
Oh, that day was crazy. We had a lot of people, over 200 tickets. So a ticket can be any number of people on one receipt, right? So that could be a whole table full of people, and we had 200 tickets, right? So the line just never ended. It was very, very long all day until we ran out of food by around 6 o'clock. So we realized we were not ready to meet that demand. And we also know that that's probably not going to be every day. However, we want to be prepared to do that every day if we need to. So we ended up closing for the rest of the week and then making some changes in the kitchen so that we can produce more, and hopefully we can meet the demand this week.
So what was kind of going through your head when you saw so many people coming through the door?
I mean, it was exciting. It was fun and definitely a little bit stressful, just making sure that we could take care of that many people. I mean, none of us have opened up or ran a restaurant before, but we have, each of us individually, have different pieces of the puzzle, we feel like. Between me and Asa, we both have a passion for cooking in general. Asa has more of the passion for Japanese cooking. And then, you know, Darren has more of a business mind as well as me. So I feel like we split each other the responsibilities. But in that, seeing how busy we were and kind of understanding what it means as far as the work and as far as what we have to figure out with the demand was definitely a little bit stressful, just trying to be able to do that.
But I'm sure it was really exciting.
Oh, it was, yeah, very, very exciting. And it's the best problem we could ever have, right? Not being able to feed everyone is the best problem we could have looked for. We'd much rather deal with that problem than no one showing up. So we're very grateful for the amount of people that are supporting us. And yeah, it was definitely hard this week turning people away as we were closed trying to catch up on inventory and make changes in the restaurant. But yeah, that was kind of what was going through my mind.
So what kind of adjustments have you guys made so you guys are more prepared for something like that?
Yeah, so we added 4 jet burners that can hold 160 quart pots. So before we were using, our biggest pot was 80 quarts, and we had 40 quart pots, and we had and 260 quart pots. Anyways, we would use those to make broth, right? And basically, we doubled the size of our largest pot, and we're multiplying that by 4 with 4 new burners. So we should be at least 4x-ing the amount of broth that we're making. So operationally, we should at least have a lot more always made here at the restaurant. Yeah, hopefully that covers the demand, right? If it doesn't, then we'll have to figure something else out, but We think that it should do the trick.
Cool. So you guys had so many people coming in here that opening day. What did your publicity look like? Do you guys have a social media presence, or what was that? How did you guys get the word out?
Yeah, you know, I graduated in business management marketing, and Darren himself, he's a sales guy, and so is Asa. So we were always very excited about the marketing aspect of what we were doing, but very quickly we realized that our problem wasn't marketing. At least right now, our problem is operations and making sure that we have systems down to optimize here in the restaurant with our workers, things like that. That's just been the bigger problem to solve right now. So we do have an Instagram page, we have a Facebook, and we've made some updates on there for people so that they know if we're closed or open. And we try our best to do that. But our focus definitely right now is not throwing out ads and getting an extra 200 people here to the restaurant just yet. We want to make sure that we can take care of that many people And then we'll go full marketing mode.
So what are your guys' handles on Instagram and Facebook? Where can people find you?
Yeah, Rexburg Bonsai on Instagram would be the best. And then Bonsai Ramen in Facebook. We have on our sign a QR code, and we have a phone number and our handles there as well. So it's a lot easier to, I mean, you could just QR code find everything on that sign. But yeah, shouldn't be super hard to find us on Instagram or Facebook either way.
So a lot of business owners that I've talked to here in Rexburg and just throughout my life, they open their business because they feel like there's a need or a demand or that they can contribute back to a society that's helped them or to a community that's helped them. So have you guys kind of felt that? Like, how have you been able with this restaurant to give back to the community of Rexburg?
Yeah, I think our biggest focus and the biggest thing that we've seen right now is there's clearly a large demand for authentic ramen, but authentic Japanese food especially. And delivering that to the community means a lot. We can already tell that it means a ton to people coming in. People are excited about it. People are excited they don't have to go to Pocatello or Idaho Falls or wherever to get something like this. And, you know, we have a lot of students here that are from different places around the world, not just in the United States. So people get excited about something that they have at home that they can't find here, right? And we want to deliver something like that to people. And it gets us excited being able to be unique and different and fulfill a need that people obviously have.
So where do you see yourself and the business going in the next 5 years, 5-7 years?
Next 5 years, yeah. I think that's a hard question for most people just in life in general, right? What's going to be happening in 5 years? If I had to plan everything out and it was perfect and we did really, really well in this restaurant, we figured out all the things we need to fix, we would love to open up other Bonsai Ramens in other places. We'd love to franchise out a little bit into different cities and possibly move to places like Meridian or different parts of Idaho and then maybe even outside of the state eventually. That's kind of the end plan as far as the restaurant, but we've got to make sure that this location is pretty much perfect before we can do that.
Right. So I remember you talking to me a little bit when we scheduled this interview about having another, I guess, almost grand opening. Is that correct? Tomorrow?
Yep, it's tomorrow. Yeah, so we made a Facebook and Instagram post. We kind of felt bad that we couldn't have our grand opening for the full day, right? So because of that, we wanted a second grand opening, and we're offering 25 bowls for free randomly. So we'll pick random people to get them, 25 drinks for free. And we want to make sure that our fans and people can see that we're trying our best to give good service and have a good grand opening, even if we couldn't do it right necessarily the first time.
And what are hours looking like?
Yeah, our goal hours, as long as we don't run out, is 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. So we do want to go pretty late so that people have an opportunity to get something good even late here in Rexburg. Our location, we're surrounded by student housing, so we know, I mean, especially me and Asa, we know how it feels to be a student and have almost nowhere to go after 10 o'clock.
Awesome. Well, hey, thank you so much for bringing me in. It's been a pleasure getting to know you and a little more about Bonsai Ramen.
Yeah, thanks for sharing the word.